All right, this story is really for the ladies and makeup artists and things. Sephora will temporarily close its stores company-wide for diversity training. This is after singer SZA called them out for racial profiling. As you might recall, several weeks ago, SZA took to Twitter to claim Sandy Sephora in Calabasas, California, called security to make sure she wasn't stealing. Then she said, can a B-word cop her Fenty in peace or what? That's what she tweeted.
Wow.
She's just trying to buy some Rihanna makeup.
Yeah.
That
and
all
I,
she was trying
right,
to do.
I understand, because that's when I was wearing Fenty. I mean, I love Fenty, and I was getting it right there at Sephora.
Yeah.
Now Sephora is taking action. According to their official statement on the morning of June 5th, which is tomorrow, right? Every Sephora store, distribution center, and corporate office in the U.S., in the entire country, will close to host inclusion workshops for our employees. These values have always been at the heart of Sephora, and we're excited to welcome everyone when we reopen. Join us in our commitment to a more inclusive beauty community.
What did they do to the lady? I don't understand. They called the police?
Uh-huh. To say they were racial profiling.
Oh, yeah.
To say she was stealing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, that's messed up.
And then in other trending news, Steve, the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Vegas has issued an apology to Meek Mill. You know, Meek Mill accused them of being racist as hell.
That ain't over.
Meek was apparently told he would be arrested for trespassing if he entered the hotel. The hotel issued an apology for the May 25th incident, saying they did not act in a respectful manner and were wrong. Meek's legal team released a statement. We appreciate the Cosmopolitan's apology and will no longer pursue legal recourse at this time.
Yeah, well, good. Because I don't want to boycott Vegas. I'm just going to say this right now. Because every time we get, I just want to just put mine in right now. Don't ask me not to go to Vegas. Don't ask me. You know, I'm struggling with the Gucci boycott. I don't know what the hell going on. I don't know if it's over. I had Gucci pants on, and I walked down the steps the other day, and I ain't even know it. My wife said, Your ass stay on the internet. You ain't going out of here till we hear from T.I.
T.I. is our leader.
You ain't going out of here till we hear from T.I.
You ain't finna go over there and get your ass in the news.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Good News Tuesday from the Steve and Marjorie Mentoring Program. We'll tell you about that right after this.